Welcome to your five for the day. Accessibility has become a well-known term in business and society. For companies wanting to ensure their products and services reach the widest consumer base, accessibility is an important consideration. It's a must for many core services in order to allow those with any measure of difficulty to have direct access wherever possible and for them to do so without feeling uncomfortable. Why? Because whatever our circumstances are in life, we all matter. One day, Jesus stood in the plain, a level, open area of land. A great crowd of people took their opportunity and came to hear him and to be healed by him. They came from the country district of Judea, from the city, Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. People from north and south, rich and poor, all backgrounds and walks of life, they all came to Jesus, and there, in the plain, he was accessible. Not long before, he had been in a much higher place, up the mountain, where he spent time talking with God. It was a quiet place, suitable for being alone with God, but entirely inaccessible for those with physical ailments, and not at all convenient for a great crowd to gather. Jesus came from the higher place, down to the lower place. Actually, long before he had even come down from the mountain, he had descended from somewhere much higher. Sent by God, the Son of God came down from heaven. From the perfection of heaven, he came to earth, a place where people sinned against God. Coming to this lower place, he became a man. And as a man, he experienced all those trials of life which we go through. He grew up from a baby into a child, and from a child into a man. When he needed food and drink, he felt hunger and thirst. After a long journey, he experienced weariness. He was deeply moved by the sadness of others, and himself wept at the graveside of a close friend. When physically hurt, as he was led away to be crucified, he suffered. When, however, temptation was offered to him, and he was invited to do wrong, there was nothing in him to respond. It was impossible for him to sin. Henry W. Baker put it well in one of his hymns, when he wrote, "No pain that we can share, but he has felt its smart. All forms of human grief and care have pierced that tender heart. And on his thorn-crowned head, and on his sinless soul, our sins in all their guilt were laid, that he might make us whole." And so the people came to him. They came because they felt a need. Some felt a personal need, and wanted to hear his good words and teaching. Some came to be healed of their diseases, a physical need. Others came because they needed inner healing. This was something deeper than a physical need. They were troubled by outside forces weighing heavily in upon them, a pressing need. Every one of us has a personal need. Sin affects us all, and God has met that need in a perfect person, the Lord Jesus. Each of us have a physical need. Though some can be thankful for good health at the moment, time runs its course, and things might not always be so comfortable. How good to trust a Saviour who offers life in heaven, where there is no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. All of us experience times of pressing need, and the strange thing is, the less that's going on, the more we can feel the pressure. When in the small hours of the night you have worries and concerns, there's no one like the friend we have in Jesus who is always ready to hear our prayers and guide us through. It's because of him that God is always accessible. Whatever our background, nationality, race, age, career, or position in life, we all matter to God. Just how accessible is he? In our story, we read that as many reached out, at that very moment, every one of them were healed. There's a verse in the Bible that tells us, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Today, he's accessible, so you can reach out by asking him to forgive your sin. He forgave mine, and he'll forgive yours. Thank you for listening.